I'm here with Rick Howland, who plays King Trick on Lost Girl, where the second half of season five will be starting on Sunday at the end of Fan Expo, which is an interesting, perfect choice. Hi, Rick, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Tell us, what how the filming of the second season went.
In a word, epic. The filming of this second half of season five that they'll be seeing as of Sunday. Yeah, epic. Huge.
Now, could you tell us, I guess, a couple of your favorite memories of working with the cast members throughout all your seasons?
Oh, there were so many great ones. But, I eventually through the 5 seasons got a chance to work with just about everybody in the regular cast. Sometimes there were guests that were connected to my storyline, and sometimes there were guests that were connected to other storylines. But the Trick was only kind of asked about in terms of like, what their capabilities are or whatever like that, but didn't actually have like face-to-face scenes with them. But I mean, working with all of the cast, the regular cast, is always a lot of fun. I mean, everyone brings their own unique elements to their performance, their character, and I try to bring my elements, and we all bring our A game to the on the day and do our best. I've always, I've said this quite a few times at different times with working with, say, Ksenia Solo, we'd come in and we'd do our scenes, and then we'd be done, and we'd be like, oh, we should mess up more so that we have more time working together because we enjoyed it so much. Working with Anna was always an incredible treat. She's such a lovely person and a giving actor, and a real special bond that we developed with our characters that, really gave it that father-daughter, that kind of family bond that you get to, that's particularly special with Casey Collins, like when he was playing Kale in the first 4 seasons. It was he's a really great guy, and he's a good friend, and everyone's a good friend, but I talk to Casey kind of regularly, and he and I, had our special kind of relationship too, kind of especially when he became the ass. It's kind of this, trying to help guide him and let him do his own thing, but then, had to kind of chew him out at one point, which was a lot of fun. Meeting the actor, you apologize to the actor, kind of like, I love you, man, kind of thing. Chris and I always had this great kind of connection where we get to have this kind of brothers in arms kind of vibe going on. King and his, like King Arthur and the Sir Galahad or one of those, one of these, knights of the round table kind of deal. And so that was always a really great connection that we had. I even got a chance to work with Paul Amos, Dex, once or twice in a couple of scenes, and I got to square off with Manuel as the Morrigan, and that was always kind of a really cool, they were a very cool scene. Working with everyone has been great.
With the Kenzie character, you developed a special bond in the show, but she's a human, and fays are supposed to be against the humans, and you're sort of the king fay. So, how did you sort of work on that with her over the seasons?
Well, it was always interesting, that kind of dynamic of like having to kind of. I mean, yeah, we the you know the fae, depending on what kind of area of the fae that you are, depending on how much you kind of dislike or don't like humans. But, Trick's kind of plan was always to try to be, integrate and kind of live in the background of it all. Don't kind of give away the secrets. And it's really, you know, in that world, it's dangerous for a human to know too much about the Fae. You know, we saw that with Zoe's character and Zoe Palmer and with Ksenia's character as well.
Is there anything, any particular moment or particular scene or episode that you really like where you did maybe something special or you asked for something and they gave it to you or something along those lines?
Yeah, there was I really enjoyed the in season 4 getting to use a quarterstaff, which I kind of put out there in an earlier season and did some work with some of the stunt guys on how to work one, and I went away between seasons and practiced, and it was a lot of fun to kind of use that element and put that element into trick. Yeah, anytime. I mean, you know, with the character's arc as it goes, you know, you things develop and things kind of get broader or get kind of tighter focused and to be able to just, you know, to always be maneuvering that, it was always a lot of fun. I mean, I love playing trick, and I would have been happy to continue to play trick for a long time.
Is there any
like the character in the world?
If you're looking at the arc of trick, there are different choices that were made. Is there one choice that you would have preferred over another that they didn't take, or vice versa?
Not that I can say. I mean, the only thing I would have liked to have seen is more flashbacks of Trick's life previously. You know, more of his backstory, like a specific episode or just more of that. I mean, they touched on that on quite a few episodes, but it would have been cool to have done even more of that. I mean, just his backstory of 2,000 years or so was huge, or could have, you know, is potentially huge, and for storytelling, and you know, all the different characters that we saw through the season that had known Trick in the previous, you know, they were always a lot of fun to play those scenes, because they allowed to show, you know, a little more behind the curtain of what Trick really was, you know, what he did. I mean, you know, it was fun to play in the season 2 with the Garuda, like, you know, Garuda kind of pointing out that Trick had made some kind of harsh decisions, but, you know, he had to make those harsh decisions. It was just what had to be done at the time, you know, and you always want your character to be liked, but, you know, not every decision that a character makes is necessarily a likable one for everyone.
Could you tell us how you got the role? Like, give us a story about how you ended up getting this role, because I'm sure a lot of people were going for it.
Yeah, there was a small group of people that were up for the role, and I auditioned I don't know, probably about 3 times for it. You know, you get the breakdown of the character and some sample size, and you kind of get that into your body, and you learn the lines, and you go in and you do the audition. You know, I the breakdown immediately came, and I thought, okay, this guy I can play. You know, he's got to play the mystery, he's got to play a power. But at the same time, he's understanding and open and available to give advice.
Which, hence why they made him the bartender, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, no, I went in and they liked what I did, and so I got the part. You know, it was just kind of a how they always go, and I was incredibly happy and incredibly fortunate to land the role of Trick right from the beginning.
Now, there was a few times where it looked that they might be giving you a romantic interest, and that didn't pan out. Was there ever any thoughts or talk about that more?
Well, I think he did have those romantic interests, but they always seemed to kind of get in the way of his larger concern, which, like, you know, his main concern was to the Fae and to the way the Fae worked, and also you know Bo's impact on it all, and her need for him to be there for him, for her, and so it was often better. I think it was, you know, as it were, Trick decided that it was better to have himself available and focused to that and not get caught up in something that would distract him from being at best to focus on helping the current situation.
I just want to thank Rick Howland for having this talk with us today, and have great luck with the second half of season 5 and your rest of your career.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.